From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. The Islamic State has claimed responsibility for an attack on the diplomatic area of Dhaka, Bangladesh. The Amaq News Agency, which is linked to Islamic State, also claimed that more than 20 people had been killed in the attack. However, Bangladeshi police report only two police officers have died. 8 to 9 gunmen entered a bakery in the diplomatic zone of the capital around 9:20 local time Friday. They say several foreigners are among those still trapped inside. Benazir Ahmed is the head of the elite anti-crime force, the Rapid Action Battalion. He said Friday night that his people were working to save the lives of those trapped inside the restaurant.
It's a Spanish restaurant.
He said it is a Spanish restaurant. Customers drop into it mostly in the evening. This restaurant is where some armed persons intruded, as far as we are informed. We've talked to the employees of the restaurant who managed to come out, and now we're trying to see if it can be resolved peacefully in any way. Several wounded police officers were hospitalized after security forces exchanged fire with the attackers inside the restaurant. The attackers also threw hand grenades. The U.S. State Department said it has seen the Islamic State claim, but could not verify its authenticity. A U.S.-led coalition airstrike killed Islamic State's deputy minister of war and a military commander in Mosul on June 25th. Pentagon spokesman Peter Cook said in a statement the strike near Mosul killed Basim Muhammad Ahmad Sultan al-Bajari. He said that Hatim Talib al-Hamduni was also killed in that same attack. This is VOA News. The White House has released a long-anticipated report on civilians killed in drone strikes outside active conflict zones. It says between 64 and 116 civilians were killed between 2009 and 2015. White House spokesman Josh Earnest said President Obama is announcing a new executive order aimed at providing additional information on efforts to avoid civilian casualties and cataloging and disclosing those that do occur.
The president believes that our counterterrorism strategy is more effective and has more credibility when we're as transparent as possible.
The report covers drone strike deaths that occurred in places outside what the administration called areas of active hostilities. That includes Pakistan, Yemen, Libya, and Somalia, but not strikes in Afghanistan, Iraq, or Syria. The official total is lower than the estimate of several outside groups, which have put the death toll between 200 to more than 1,000 civilians. U.S. Attorney General Loretta Lynch says she plans to accept the recommendations of career employees and federal agents looking into former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton's use of a private email server during her time in office. Speaking in Colorado Friday, Lynch said that career agents and investigators with the Department of Justice are acting independently and that their probe predates her tenure as Attorney General. She added that she will accept the recommendations by the FBI and the Justice Department.
But, in my role as Attorney General, there are cases that come up to me. I am informed of them from time to time. This case, as you know, has generated a lot of attention. I'll be informed of those findings as opposed to never reading them or never seeing them. Mm-hmm. But I will be accepting their recommendations, and their plan for going forward.
Lynch said it was perfectly reasonable for people to question her impromptu meeting earlier this week with former President Bill Clinton. Many Republican lawmakers say that meeting might have compromised the email investigation. President Obama said Friday that an effective vaccine for the Zika virus could be developed in fairly short order if the Congress acts quickly to approve the budget needed for the research and the vaccine.
We feel fairly confident that we can develop an effective vaccine for Zika, and that would help a whole lot of people and allow us to get out in front of this problem before it's in the continental United States.
The mosquito-borne virus has been linked to a birth defect called microcephaly, in which babies are born with unusually small heads and neurological disorders. For more, visit our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.